Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Titanic. This musical by Peter Stone and Maura Yeston, which won 5 Tony Awards when it first opened on Broadway in 1997, had a critically successful run at the Southwark Playhouse last year, and now it moves across London to the Charing Cross Theatre as the first production in Tom Sutherland's tenure as the venue's new artistic director. At first glance, you might wonder how such an epic story about a disaster at sea could work in a small theatre like the Charing Cross, or indeed any theatre anywhere. But Sutherland's simple but brilliantly effective staging, without the need for pyrotechnics or overblown special effects, complements Peter Stone's book, which tells a story from an intimate human perspective while still conveying the story's epic scope. Knowing the outcome of the story doesn't ruin the drama as we witness how the sinking of the Titanic on its maiden voyage impacts on people from all walks of life, from the wealthy first-class passengers, those in second class with aspirations to be at the top table, and those in third class who are travelling to America with dreams of a better life. Class plays a very big part in the narrative, and Stone effectively interweaves the stories of three couples from different backgrounds who are caught up in the unfolding tragic events. An ensemble of 20 plays multiple parts, and the changes between characters is seamless. But standout performances come from Philip Rahm as the ship's captain, an honourable man who is driven against his better judgment to push the ship to ever greater limits of speed by Mr. Ismay, the director of the White Star Line. Every good story needs a villain, and this is a terrific performance by David Bardsley. There's also a nice turn from Claire Machin as social climbing Alice Bean. Yeston's excellent score works best in the big ensemble numbers, where the melodies really soar in full-blown choral arrangements. This is a story of human endeavour, failure, greed, heroism, but above all of love, and by the end there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Titanic continues at the Charing Cross Theatre until the 6th of August. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.